Welcome to Eucharist Podcast, where we're exploring what it looks like for a community of disciples to live all of life in reference to Christ. The following is a sermon given by Father Kyle Logan on October 2nd, 2016.
Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock, our Redeemer. Amen. I want to offer a quick reflection on the 2 Timothy passage before we jump into the gospel passage, mostly because I think they stand in a really interesting juxtaposition. In 2 Timothy, it's safe to assume that this is Paul's final imprisonment. Soon after finishing this letter, he probably went to trial and was condemned and soon after beheaded. And yet, in the middle of this letter, it is Paul encouraging Timothy in the faith. And this is so baffling to me. How can Paul, who has experienced so many hardships near the end of his life, try to encourage somebody in the faith? You know 2 Corinthians 11, where he goes through the lists of all the hardships that he's been through. 5 times he was flogged, 3 times beaten with rods, 1 time stoned, and 3 times shipwrecked. And there's much more that he had to go through on top of that. And yet here he is in the middle of an incarceration, not a pretty picture, and he is encouraging Timothy in the faith. His entire life is one of hardship, but he never breaks. And it makes me wonder, even though we are not dealing with the hardships in which Paul has dealt with, all of us are dealing with some kind of difficulty in our life right now. It may not be as difficult as Paul's, but that doesn't discredit the hardships that you're going through. You might be dealing with a physical hardship. You might be dealing with a relational or emotional hardship. You may be having bouts with depression or anxiety. Or you may have a rocky relationship with a boss or somebody whom you manage and you don't know how to quite deal with it. Or maybe even with your spouse. The thing is, something is trying your faith. Something is trying to make it harder for you to trust in God. And the gospel opens with a refrain that I think really resonates with all of us. At least it resonates with me, and I hope it does with you. The apostles plead to God, Lord, increase my faith. Increase our faith. The disciples in this moment, for whatever reasons, we don't know, but they are feeling like their faith is inadequate. It's not always easy being a follower of Jesus, and nor should it be. We were never promised that this walk of faith was easy. Have you ever felt like your faith was inadequate? Have you ever felt like you were in the position of the apostles? The Bible talks of faith as if it's a precious metal. Faith is that which makes us co-heirs with Christ. It allows us to be brought into the family of God, and we are therefore inheritors of the world. But faith also closes the chasm that separates us between God and ourselves. Unfortunately, faith is also really intangible. It's hard to quantify. You have no idea if you're actually even holding it sometimes, which is why this refrain in the gospel, Lord, increase our faith, resonates with me so much, because faith is so difficult to comprehend. Have you ever prayed that prayer? Lord, increase my faith. Christ's reply to the apostles is something so comforting to us this morning. All you need is a mustard seed's worth of faith. Faith that small is sufficient for us. We will never live up to the expectations of God. We're always going to fall short. But it's in those falling short in our failures and our sinfulness, that's where Christ meets us. And isn't that the gospel? Christ meets us in our shortcomings and our failures, in our sins, and most importantly, in our lack of faith. Faith is never something that we earn. It's always something given to us by the gifter of faith. And the apostles' plea in this gospel is very appropriate considering whom they ask. They turn to Jesus and they say, Lord, increase our faith. None of us are Paul. None of us have been tested to that kind of extreme, and I pray that none of us ever will be. But know that it is not much how much faith you have, but rather whom you put your faith in. Jesus doesn't stop there. He goes on to give us another teaching, which seems a little strange considering the positioning of you only need the faith of a size of a mustard seed to when your slave finishes in the field after a hard day's work and he comes in, do you say thank you for all of the work he's done? No. No, you make him put on an apron and prepare you dinner. And then after he finishes serving you, then you can eat. And the slave is ordered to say, well, not ordered, but the slave should say, I am a worthless slave. I have only done what I ought to have done. These two teachings that Jesus gives us in this moment seem like they're at odds, don't they? At least that's my first impression upon reading them. But if we take a closer look, culturally, if the master were to thank the slave for the work that he had done, it would have meant that the slave's debt would have been paid, that the slave would be, therefore, on equal footing with the master, which is why the master doesn't thank him. And this word worthless that the slave gives to the master when he says, I am just a worthless slave, it's better understood to mean useless, meaning I am a useless slave. I can't offer you anything that you don't already have. God has absolute worth, and as a result of that, we are rendered useless. That's comforting to me. I don't know if it is to you guys. I don't want to worship a God who needs me. God is totally sufficient without me, without any of the gifts that I may or may not have, which makes faith the size of a mustard seed seem much more tangible. Do you ever think that Jesus prayed this prayer? Lord, increase my faith. Father, increase my faith. I think he did just that in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, Lord, take this cup from me. Give me another way to the cross. But Jesus must obey, even to the point of death on a cross. I think so oftentimes in theology, we neglect the humanity of Jesus. Oftentimes we concentrate, and maybe rightly so, on the divinity of Christ. But it's in his humanity that he understands where we come from. His faith was tested in the same way that our faith is tested. But even though he was tested, he remained faithful because his humanity is always subservient to his divinity. But because he was tested, because he went through these battles of faith and doubt, Jesus understands our battles of faith and doubt. He meets you precisely where you doubt because he has been there before. Do you ever feel like your faith is inadequate? I think you're in a good place if you do. I hope you never feel like your faith is at a point in which it's strong enough that you can wage any battle that's thrown your way. But rather, I encourage you to pray this line. I am a worthless slave. I have only done what I ought to have done. You don't offer God anything that he doesn't already have. And this passage beckons us, it begs us to ask God for a faith not of quantity, but of quality that makes up in the lack of quantity. You only need a mustard seed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Eucharist Church podcast. You can visit us online at eucharistsf.org. And feel free to come join us for worship. We meet Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 1504 Bryant Street, San Francisco, California.